So you may have heard of the Mishpacha magazine. Mishpacha magazine has a women's, I guess, pamphlet, or women's part. There's a couple of, like, you know, physical magazines that come with the Mishpacha on a weekly basis. One of them is called Family First, which is geared towards women. So in the Family First edition of a few months ago, there is an article about a woman. Writes about her thoughts about Shabbos. She says, sometimes when I'm having a more exhausting week than usual, some well-intentioned friend or acquaintance will say, hang in there, it's almost Shabbos. It's obvious to me that they mean that if I can just make it through the rest of the week, Shabbos will be a day of rest, relaxation, and recharging as I leave my weekday worries behind and soak in the holiness of the day with beautiful seudos, divrei Torah, and perhaps even a Shabbos afternoon nap. It is equally obvious to me that this person has never spent Shabbos in a house full of little boys. Take, for example, this true story that happened just the other week. My husband comes home from shul Friday night with two guests, and everyone chimes in for Shalom Aleichem. My 8-year-old goes to get a bottle of Cherry Coke, but accidentally drops it on the way in. Fortunately, it doesn't open. And I tell him we aren't opening the bottle until we hear Kiddush and wash for Hamotzi. 10-year-old starts to argue that he should really have the first cup of soda since it was his idea to buy it. 6-year-old starts to wail that it's not fair that 10-year-old gets everything first. 8-year-old maintains that he should have the first cup because he brought it to the table. I reiterate that we are not opening the bottle until after Kiddush and Hamotzi. Shalom Aleichem is over and Eishes Chayil begins. The Cherry Coke debate gets louder. Now the 6-year-old is crying. 8-year-old puts his hand on the bottle cap. I repeat that we are not opening the bottle yet. Husband rises for Kiddush. Guests rise for Kiddush. Children rise for Kiddush. 8-year-old reaches for the soda, telling himself that he won't drink yet, but he is going to open the bottle. He turns the cap and Cherry Coke explodes absolutely everywhere. There is no surface on the table and no person in the room who is not covered in the carbonated liquid as far as the eye can see. You can see how this is so very restful. If I'm not mistaken, our guests are still recovering. She's a very good writer. And so she writes, I forget what her name, I think it was Hadassah something, but so she writes this concept that Friday night, anytime, Shabbos is usually not very restful when you have 8, 10, and 6-year-old boys, it sounds like, in her family. I can attest to part of that, for sure, and you may have be able to attest from even not now, but years ago. And so I've got a great idea. Why don't we put the 8, 6, and 10-year-old to bed before Friday night, especially in the summer? You'll put your kids to bed at 7 p.m., 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you'll have your Kiddush at your normal time at 9 p.m. in a late summer Shabbos, and you'll avoid the problem about having kids at your table. Okay, your wife signs on, great idea, it all works. Your 10-year-old, let's make this up, agrees, and your 10-year-old goes to bed nicely at 7:30 p.m., okay? Maybe you drug him a little bit beforehand to get him to bed, or nosh him up, whatever way you want to do it. Bribe it, yeah, it's the nosh it up, we call it in our house. You nosh him up, yeah? And so, whatever it is, you got your 10-year-old to bed. Excellent. I want it to be a 10-year-old to make it a good example. Then, 10-year-old wakes up the next morning. He goes to shul, and he says to you, okay, Dad, I'm going to make Kiddush. What Kiddush do you open up for him? He didn't make Kiddush last night. Shabbos morning. He says Mekadesh HaShabbos or not?
He's 10 years old.
Okay, and therefore what?
He doesn't have the same...
He's got a chinuch, no, he's got to say Kiddush.
He doesn't have the same
chiyuv
that you
do. Okay, so let's make it another case. Yeah, another case. You don't want children, we don't have to do children. Let's say you have a case where you have a man A man goes to sleep early, Nebuch, and he falls asleep and he misses it. Or is Nebuch not feeling well on Friday and he can't make Kiddush, he's by himself or whatever it is, he can't do Kiddush. He goes to bed early and he doesn't make Kiddush Friday night. Now comes Shabbos morning. What Kiddush does he make? Yeah.
I would say the morning Kiddush, no?
You would say the morning Kiddush, but he messed up the Friday night one. The Friday night one is a more important Kiddush, because it's Shabbos morning, really all you have to say is Brei Pri HaGafen. Friday night, you have to say this whole brach of Mekadesh HaShabbos.
Friday night, so, the Kiddush is Yom HaShishi.
Yeah, forget about the first Yom HaShishi part, because that's not as essential. What about the brach of Mekadesh HaShabbos, which we say Friday night? We don't say a special brach of Shabbos morning. It's a great point. Is that so? Maybe all he should have to do is make the Shabbos morning Kiddush.
But doesn't
he has to make the Friday night. Okay, let's see. Yeah.
I would say Shabbos day, but don't we say that like Shabbos as a day or as a day of Kedusha comes automatic?
Okay, fine, but we still have the concept of being Mekadesh the Shabbos. You're not, when you make Kiddush, it's already Shabbos. No, Friday night. Yeah.
Did he daven Maariv?
He daven Maariv.
With the bracha?
That's a good question. He made daven Maariv with the bracha. Still, we have to say Mekadesh Shabbos. Whether it's the Rabban, whether it's the Reis, I don't know. I mean, we talked about that in Machlokas. But the point is that there's a special bracha, which was either the Reis or the rabbinically instituted, to say Mekadesh Shabbos. This guy, the 10-year-old, or your man who fell asleep, didn't do it.
Yeah. But let's say Shema. So Shema is a the Reis, right?
Yeah. For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. So if you have to say it within a certain amount of time, right?
Yeah.
And like you slept until 3 in the afternoon.
So you botched it.
You missed it.
What's the word though that we're looking for? No. Yeah, how do you say that in Jewish terms? But exactly it. Okay, that's the event. What about the Gemara's lashon? I don't know. That's beyond my knowledge. Yeah? Close, good. Huh? Tashlumen, making it up. It's exactly what you said. So is there Tashlumen make up for Kiddush?
It's not even Tashlumen.
Oh, so then Mr. Klein comes in and says, what are you talking about, Tashlumen, not Tashlumen? You're not making anything up over here. Yeah, speak it out. That what?
No, if you missed the time, you missed the time.
Mr. Klein's saying you didn't miss the time.
What time? Maybe it has to be done Friday night.
Maybe not.
Gemara Pesachim
talked about. We're going to talk about that Gemara Pesachim. No, maybe not. Maybe not. So this is a big problem. I mean, you give one more practical example. You want another case? If you don't like the 10-year-old putting him to bed, never going to happen. You're going to get the 10-year-old to bed. Sometimes you have a 7 or 8-year-old who goes to bed, and they really are mechachiv in chinuch if they know what they're doing, and so they miss it, especially in the late summers. If it's a 8:30, you know, shkia, 8:45 shkia, and you're no early minion, those kids sometimes go to bed. So we've gotten lucky sometimes. And so but now another shy. We have a hatzala person. You have this all the time. People are hatzala. People are doing or doing a doctor in a hospital doesn't always get to make Kiddush. We were once we were once in the hospital for Shabbos, and one of the from doctors who was taking care of the person who's in the hospital was actually asked to borrow my Kiddush and Challah because he wanted to get off his shift. And so I was actually yotze him in Kiddush and Challah. I was with a member of my family in the hospital for a Shabbos, and so I was able to yotze him. So if I wasn't there, what was he going to do? Yeah, he needed to go to the Bikur Cholim room to get a Kiddush, but he wasn't going to do that necessarily. He was running in the shift, and he happened to be there. I was making Kiddush. So something like that, he's going to go home Shabbos morning, on his shift's over. So does he need to make Kiddush again? Well, what Kiddush is he making?
Does it make a difference if Kiddush was made in the house? Like, let's say with
Chanukah, no, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Yeah, it's not Chanukah. No. He didn't make Kiddush. So, new?
Is this similar to Havdalah?
So it's similar, very similar to Havdalah. Very similar to Havdalah. I'll read you a Gemara. It's a one-line Gemara. One line. They asked a very similar question. Boy mine Ravina mi Rav Nachman. Ravina asked this question to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Mi shlo Kiddush b'Erev Shabbos. That means Friday night. Someone didn't make a Kiddush when Shabbos is entering, Friday night. Mahu, what's the halacha? She yekadesh v'holech kol hayom kulo. Can he continue to make that Friday night Kiddush
all day?
Amar lein, the Gemara goes on and on and on, and it says, proves it from Avdallah, but basically the Gemara says, hakanami mishlo Kiddush b'erev Shabbos, mekadesh v'holech kol hayom kulo. So in other words, says the Gemara, you don't make Kiddush Friday night, you make that Kiddush Shabbos morning. Okay. Comes along the Rambam. And let me ask, I'll set you up. Let's get another fight about this one. Why didn't the guy make Kiddush? Is this Gemara talking about where a guy, I'll give you a sad case. And again, I don't mean to take, don't take this personally, but you can see a case like this happening. A boy is Nebuch, you know, teetering on his from guide. He goes to, let's say, a secular college far away, and he's not so connected, unfortunately, with his Yiddishkeit anymore. He went to Jewish day schools and yeshivas, but he's affiliated with Chabad. So Friday night, he doesn't go to the Chabad place. He doesn't make Kiddush. Was that accidental? No, he made a conscious decision. We hope the boy comes more back to it. He appreciates Friday night meals at all. But Shabbos morning, he goes to the Chabad or to the Hillel, and he goes and has a meal. He's Shomer Shabbos, whatever that means. He knows what he's doing. He's not someone who, you know, doesn't know. Did he miss Friday night Kiddush by accident or on purpose? It's on purpose. It's a sad on purpose. I don't think he's the biggest rush in the whole world, but it's you can't say that is shogeg. You can't say that is accidental. It's not someone who fell asleep. It's not someone who's sick. He's making a conscious decision, which we hope, Baruch Hashem, he will, you know, Mirtz Hashem will turn, come back fully. But he intentionally is not making Kiddush. Now he goes Shabbos morning to the Chabad, and Baruch Hashem, or the Hillel, and now he wants to make Kiddush Shabbos morning. Which Kiddush does he make? Says the Rambam, you know which Kiddush he makes? The Friday night. Shachach Omezid, Rambam writes, is it, whether he does it by accident or whether he does it, misses Kiddush on Friday night on purpose. When he gets to Shabbos morning, which Kiddush does he make? Shabbos, the Friday night Kiddush. Comes along. So that's an excellent question. I was afraid some nunnik would ask me that. The answer is no, not Yom HaShishi. Good question. I was very careful to try to avoid that. You nailed me on that. But I said Mekadesh HaShabbos. The bracha. That's all that really matters, yo. Because the Yom HaShishi is a nice idea, but Mekadesh HaShabbos, you would say. Yep.
Why not say Yom HaShishi, though?
It's a good question. Why not? Because it's maybe let's assume it's right when Shabbos ended. You could debate it, huh?
Doesn't he say Yom HaShishi in Dalim?
Yeah, you could say some of the. I'm not. It doesn't make a difference. Put it this way: it doesn't make a difference whether he says it or not. Let's leave it at that. He doesn't have to say that. But does he have to say Mekadesh HaShabbos? According to the Rambam, it's Shachach, whether he by accident forgot or Shagag, oh, amazing, or on purpose. Okay. Comes along the tour, and the tour says no. He doesn't have this language. He just has two other languages. If he forgot, or he was ones, nebuch, he was sick, and he couldn't do it. But if he does it b'mezid, in other words, if he consciously chooses not to go to the Chabad house, not to go to the Hillel Friday night, and says, look, I'm not interested, and I'd rather hang out with my friends Friday night. I'll go tomorrow morning, and Shabbos morning he goes. Then according to the Torah and others, what's the halacha? He does not make the Friday night Kiddush Shabbos morning. He would just make the Shabbos morning Kiddush. Now, who cares whether if you intentionally forget Kiddush or not, if you say it again the next morning? It has to do with a very fundamental difference. And listen very carefully. This is the whole Chabura. I mean, you all said it already. You did a great job. When this guy makes Kiddush the next morning, someone who, let's say, forgets to make Kiddush Friday night. And he makes Kiddush now Shabbos morning, and he says the Friday night Kiddush. He says, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why is he doing that? You could say two reasons. You could say, number one, it's a makeup for Friday night. And what's the key word we said for that? Tashlumen. Just like you forget davening accidentally, you make up and say two Shmona Esrays the next Shmona Esray, because it's called Tashlumen, it's called a makeup. Yeah. It's midterms for my children now. It's called the makeup exam. Yeah, everyone's into makeup exams, right? Hopefully you don't have to take any makeup exams. That's the fear, right? So it's a makeup. It's a makeup. Option number one. Option number two is that Mr. Klein nailed it. Is that Shabbos morning Kiddush that you're making, which is now going to say Mekadesh HaShabbos for Friday night, is really what? The proper time. Meaning Friday night Kiddush is supposed to be made Friday night, or Shabbos morning, or Shabbos afternoon. In other words, the time extends all Shabbos. Ideally, you should do it when? Friday night. If you don't, when you make it Shabbos morning, you're really simply doing it in its proper time. Now you're looking at me and saying to me, well, this is a ridiculous machlokas. What's the practical ramification? Well, I'm going to give you four or five very practical ramifications. Number one is, let's say the guy intentionally, our college guy, who's not making Kiddush Friday night, not by accident, he's making a conscious decision. He's not interested in making Kiddush Friday night. He'd rather hang out with his friends. He'll go to Chabad the next morning, but he's intentionally bemazed not saying Kiddush Friday night. When he goes now the next morning, what Kiddush does he make? If you say it's a tashlumin, it's a makeup for Friday night, unfortunately, our college friend over here doesn't get a makeup. Makeups are only for
shogeg.
You make an accident. Unfortunately, again, I've got my own averes that I do. I'm not kashrom judging this person, but unfortunately, the statistics say this is often a case, or sometimes a case, when a person goes sometimes far away from his parents for especially college age or rebellious years. Sometimes a person doesn't make it, but it's bemazed. It's mazed. It's sad, but it's mazed. I think. I mean, unless someone has wants to argue that point, we could argue it. Maybe. But give me a better amazing case. I didn't want to tell you a case. Guy says, I hate God Friday night, and then Shabbos morning, he has a turnaround. That's a little less likely. You know, it's more likely someone is taivas. Taivas are amazing also. But anyway, but so does this guy, what Kiddush does the guy make Shabbos morning now, this college student at the Chabad or at the Hillel? If you say that it's Tashlumin, he doesn't get Tashlumin, so he makes the regular Shabbos morning Kiddush. If you say that it's, Mr. Klein said that what? It's still the time. Then guess what? It's still the time. He still makes his Friday night because he could still make the Friday night. It's a huge nafkamina of whether you say Mekadosh HaShabbos or Bracho Vatala if you're not supposed to say it. Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is less common, I'd like to say, is a kid becomes a bar mitzvah Shabbos morning. How does that happen? Can give a whole shiur on this itself. Either he sees full signs of puberty on or whatever the sign is, Shabbos morning, but we don't usually do checking of these things. But we could also say maybe it's me'es la'es. Perhaps my thought was, you know, sometimes we are machmir that he's only a bar mitzvah of a second 13 years exactly to the second that he's born. So let's say you're born at 9 a.m. in the morning on 13 years ago, so you don't only become full bar mitzvah at in the morning. So now the question is, what kiddush does this 13-year-old make Shabbos morning? If you say it's tashlumin, he doesn't need to do tashlumin. You know why? Because at night, it was potter. But if you say it's still the zman of the Friday night kiddush, so which kiddush does he make? Is the minchas chinuch? He makes Friday night's kiddush. Nafkamina number two. Same exact discussion with Sphere. Exactly, because it's what's the category? What is the type that we're talking about? What are we? Okay. Question number three is this person, okay, who forgets Friday night? Let's go back to our regular guy, the guy who slept, the guy who was sick. He wasn't feeling well. Friday night, he missed it accidentally. Shabbos morning, he's now going to make Kiddush. He's going to say the Friday night Kiddush very clearly. Is he allowed to eat or drink before Shabbos morning Kiddush? If you say, normally you're not supposed to eat before the Friday night Kiddush, okay? Well, really you're not supposed to eat and drink before eat before davening at all. So we have to give a better thing. He's allowed to drink water. You're not really supposed to drink water before your Friday night Kiddush. People don't always know that halacha. You're really not supposed to drink water. You should preferably make Kiddush first. So now, but Shabbos morning, if you made Kiddush Friday night, you're allowed to drink water before davening. I always have a cup of water Shabbos morning before I come to davening and make sure I have enough strength over here to you know, start deal with some of the tough guys that are coming, you know, over here. But are you allowed to drink water if you forget Friday night Kiddush? So if you say it's just Tashlumin, So I can, because Tashrumin is a different thing. Oh, it's a regular, like a Shabbos morning Kiddush. But if you say that, no, Friday night, still the time still extends, so just like I wasn't allowed to have water before my Friday night Kiddush, I really now would have water in the morning until I make that Friday night Kiddush. Nafka Mina number 3, I saw on the Sefer Shari Chaim, huh?
Even Friday night, he couldn't drink.
Right, you shouldn't drink Friday night. Correct, correct. You shouldn't drink any water. I mean, that Tzava guy is going to be very thirsty. Again, if you have to drink because you're feeling weak, that's something else. But we're talking about someone who sleeps. Let's say a guy falls asleep Friday night. Now he wakes up Shabbos morning. Whoops. Now, should he make Kiddush? You know, should he drink water? Can he drink water or not? That's the snafu.
Can you make that Kiddush when you get up? Or do you have to wait till...
That's a great question. That's a great...
You're making it...
I don't know the answer. That's a great question. Great nafkamina. Yaakov saying another nafkamina. I didn't think about that. Is when can you make that Kiddush? Can you make it before davening? That's a great question. I have no idea. I have to look that back up. That's a good question. I would imagine, and this is a guess, total guess, is that according to each both reasons, you still have to daven first. Because, but I don't know the answer to that. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah.
Those that say it's tashlum.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at davening,
yeah.
Right. So if you miss mincha, then you're davening the Meir of Shemona Esrei, right? So according to that,
you're jumping. That's nafkamina number 5. Excellent. You're right on target. I think I have one more nafkamina before that. Excellent. Okay. By the way, the same point happens with Avdala as well. A lot of these issues, we could give a whole other share, but it's outside my scope and outside my time. But just know that your question about Avdala is a very relevant question for this issue. Okay. Comes along the Ravid Hazov, this is modern day Sefer. I saw this, I forget his name, but he has an interesting point. You know when else you have an interesting nafkamina about this? A guy needs to eat on Yom Kippur. Okay? He's tough. He's strong enough that he could do night of Yom Kippur. He doesn't have to eat. Comes along Yom Kippur morning, and he needs to, forget about Shabbos, because Yom Kippur you need to make Kiddush also. Make it Shabbos. If it, I don't know if it's only Shabbos. No, maybe it could be Shabbos also. Maybe make it Shabbos will make it easier. Yom Kippur Shabbos, but whatever. It's now Yom Kippur morning. He didn't eat the night of Yom Kippur, and it's Yom Kippur morning, and now he needs to eat. Does he make Kiddush or not? Shockingly, this is a machlokas whether a person makes Kiddush or not when he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, it's very easy, 3 words, Safek Brachos Lahakel. In other words, when we're not sure how to paskin halacha, we often err on the side of caution and don't take God's name in vain. Don't risk it by saying, let's assume it's Shabbos morning. And therefore he says, don't risk it, don't say any God's name in vain. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, God's name in vain? We're not talking. What do you make Shabbos morning? What Kiddush do you just say? What's the only name of God that you say in a regular Shabbos morning Kiddush? Bray Priya Goffin. The guy's got to make a Bray Priya Goffin. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, what's Magen Avraham talking about? What God's name in vain? Let him make Kiddush. Kiddush just means Bray Priya Goffin Shabbos morning. What would be the Magen Avraham's response? You have to make Friday nights. So it's interesting. This discussion perhaps is relevant to this because is there tashlumin for the night of Yom Kippur to the morning of Yom Kippur? No. The guy was not supposed to eat at all. So you can't say, oh, he needs to make the Friday night Kiddush in the morning because it's tashlumin. Tashlumin is you fix something that you messed up. The guy didn't mess up by not making Kiddush for night of Yom Kippur. He wasn't supposed to make any Kiddush at all on Yom Kippur. But if you say it's still the time, so then you would have to say the full Kiddush Yom Kippur.
Still,
yeah.
How do you say it's still the time when the expectation would be that you wouldn't make Kiddush at all?
And that's a good question, because the answer is it is. You don't make Kiddush only because of technicality. You're not allowed to eat, but this person's supposed to eat, so that's the question.
But also, if you're making Geffen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So wouldn't you be drinking more than necessary?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's assume it's someone who has to drink. For Geffen, you only have to drink a little bit. But you're saying, let's say for the shear of Kiddush, you have to drink a certain revias. So maybe the guy's not supposed to drink a revias, because for a Bray Goffin, you could just take a sip and be yotzei. For a Kiddush, you have to have more. That's a good point. Let's assume his doctor requires him to have a lot. And someone who's nebuch, really sick, he needs to drink a lot. Okay. Final nafgamina. Okay. No, I actually have two more nafkaminas. Fine. And then we'll close it out. Now we have to... I started off by reading to you a Mishpacha article. Hello? Well, don't forget about my Mishpacha article. The dream of every parent of putting a 6, 8, 10-year-old, maybe even a 15-year-old, 20-year-old to bed, yeah? Before... Yeah, no, come on, teenagers. No, you're showing me. We want to put the teenagers to bed early.
I was thinking me.
Parents, well, that, I'll buy, that we could do. But we have no control of our teenagers. You want to put your teenagers to bed Friday night. Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Now, they don't make Kiddush. Shabbos morning. What Kiddush is made? No? So there is no chinuch for the mitzvah of tashlumin. In other words, you don't have to teach a 10-year-old Mrs. Shmon Esrei by accident. He doesn't have to make Shmon Esrei two Shmon Esrei next time because Tashlumin doesn't apply for the mitzvah of Chinuch. So if you say the issue is Tashlumin, so your 8 or 10-year-old who goes to bed before Kiddush the next morning doesn't have a mitzvah of Tashlumin. So what Kiddush does he make Shabbos morning? Regular Shabbos morning. But if you say, like what Mr. Klein had said, that no, the time of Friday night still extends. This is a big nafkamina. An 8-year-old who goes to bed early, according to half of these poskim, really, when he gets up Shabbos morning, should really say the Friday night Kiddush. I've never seen that done. And often 8-year-olds will go to bed, or a 6-year-old could be the mitzvah of chinuch perhaps as well, be the smart 6-year-old. So therefore, the next morning, he really should say the Kiddush of Friday night.
Why doesn't Tashlumin apply?
Because I think Tashlumin is for messing up. I mean, since he's not chayiv at all, his 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds, we can't hold 8-year-olds for mess-ups. I think that's what we say Tashlumin does. We also say Tashlumin, you know what else doesn't apply to chinuch? Some isrim of eating, we often say. Because we want a kid to be healthy. We don't want a kid when like, some chumras of being like fasting. Like, why is there no Tashlumin on fasting? So many of the posts can say, because when it comes to eating issues, eating meat during the 9 days, there's sometimes leniencies. Sometimes for certain people, if they have children, Erev Shabbos for sure, for younger children, because, again, when it comes to food issues, we don't impose that on children, so their body should become healthy.
He wouldn't understand what's really going on.
So that's a good question. That's a good question. It's a good question.
If he doesn't understand,
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. It's a good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. I guess you'd have to teach. He's a smart enough 8-year-old. You could tell him, look, since you missed Kiddush Friday night, you make the Friday night Kiddush. But I hear you. I hear you. It's a good ha'ara. Okay, final nafkamina is Shalom's point. Well, which Kiddush do you make Shabbos morning? How many Kiddushes are you doing Shabbos morning? So if you say it's Tashlumin, says the Das Torah, what do? First Shalom you make? Bray Priya Goffin. I don't know. I guess you drink. Pretty weird. Then what happens?
You make the Friday night.
No, first you make Shabbos morning, because always Tashlumin, you make the new one first.
Shmon Esrei, you do it the other way.
No, you do the new one first. No, you do the new one first. Then you go do the old one. First you do the Shmon Esrei, you do, if you miss Mincha, so then you do Maariv first, and then you do Mincha. So you flip it. Yes. It's always flip. So it's the same over here. So you do Shabbos morning first. No, sorry, that's what you're saying. Shabbos morning first, then Friday night.
Friday night.
So you just say Bray Priya Goffin and drink, or whatever the extra brachas you say. Mishamru, whatever, but you could say that, it doesn't bother me. You say that, break off, and then you do the Friday night Kiddush. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Aruch HaShulchan says, V'nireh, because Mekadosh Wamachar, when you make this Kiddush of Shabbos morning for missing it, Yotzei Gam B'Kiddush Shal Yom, it's incorporated in it, V'ein Tzarech L'Kaddish Al Shal Yom B'fnei Atzmo. You just make the Friday night Kiddush, B'Kiddush Echor Ola L'Laila V'Yom, because he's learning that what? He's learning that it's Zman, it's not the Tashlumin, yeah.
Here's the thing, if we don't hear it as saying the Yom HaShishi, right?
Yeah.
Then the reality is, Geffen would be the first bracha, and then Mekadosh Shabbos would be the second.
Yeah, but this is the drink of Shabbos morning, and Mekadosh Shabbos then is a hefsik, if you're not supposed to make the Mekadosh Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan is like what you're saying. But I think it's the same nafkamina. Yeah, basically you have 5 nafkaminas on this tough, or 6 I think we got up to, about nafkaminas, about how this plays out for this Shlomazel Nebuch who missed Friday night and now Shabbos morning. So you manga Shiloh, best answer is, what's the best answer?
Don't miss
Friday night. Shkayach. Shkayach.